From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary. Mattis, who has earned the nickname Mad Dog because of his comments that he likes to fight, was a Marine commander in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. If Mattis were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis retired in 2013. Among other subjects Mr. Trump spoke about late Thursday in Cincinnati, Ohio, was U.S. companies that open facilities abroad.
And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to leave.
Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland, celebrating with some of the voters who were sending him to the White House in January. Speaking during his annual State of the Union address, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow's ready to cooperate with the Trump administration, adding that it's important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. A UN human rights monitor says ethnic cleansing is underway in parts of South Sudan, warns the country is on the brink of genocide. Rights groups and aid agencies have repeatedly sounded the alarm about South Sudan, where an armed conflict has killed tens of thousands. This is VOA News.